Joan Larson, facing a tangled path to a plumb spot on a federal appeals court.
The only thing standing in her way? Michigan's two U.S. senators.
Tangled up in blue.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. Joan Larson is a Michigan Supreme Court justice. She was appointed by Governor Rick Snyder.
Popular with Republicans and Democrats.
She's now been nominated by President Donald Trump to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
A court that has made some big decisions.
Like in 2014 when it ruled on Michigan's same-sex marriage ban.
It was the only federal appeals court in the country to uphold a state ban on same-sex marriage. That decision famously sent the case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
So now this vacancy on this court, by tradition, is a Michigan seat.
Where Larson is from. And Larson was on President Trump's list of possible U.S. Supreme Court nominees when he was candidate Trump, so this nomination is no surprise.
But the position must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, where there is a courtesy known as the blue slip. The tradition of the blue slip dates back at least 100 years, and it allows senators from a nominee's home state to give a yay or a nay on the nominee.
But Michigan's two U.S. senators, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, both Democrats, have not given the thumbs up or down.
They have not returned their blue slips on Larson.
And that is holding up the Senate confirmation process.
It's become a political issue. In fact, a conservative group called the Judicial Crisis Network has spent at least $140,000 on this ad.
She applies the law, not a political agenda. So why aren't Senators Stabenow and Peters supporting her nomination to the U.S. Court of Appeals? Partisan politics.
And maybe it is partisan politics, but it is nothing new. Just last year, in fact, in the Sixth Circuit, President Obama nominated a state Supreme Court justice from Kentucky. And both Republican senators from that state, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, held onto their blue slips.
It was not until President Trump was sworn in and nominated a different candidate that they turned in the blue slips. So, are we seeing a little payback here?
Well, the blue slip is the minority party's only card to play. That's since Senate Democrats ended the option of filibustering lower court nominations.
And maybe Senate Democrats now in the minority will come to regret that. But Michigan Senators Stabenow and Peters seem to have developed a new play. They're compiling their own list of potential federal court nominees here in Michigan. A recent joint release invites people to apply, quote unquote, through their offices to fill vacancies on federal courts here in Michigan.
So then, what is the next move from Republicans?
Well, there is talk that the committee chair in charge of these nominations could simply ignore the blue slip process and allow the Joan Larson nomination to go forward. After all, it's a tradition, not a law.
But it would be a big deal after a century to suddenly just stop doing this. Now, another idea, Trump could also withdraw the Larson nomination and name someone from a state in the Sixth Circuit with Republican senators. Tennessee, Kentucky.
It is a game of political chicken. We'll see how far it goes.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.